Hi. Yeah, so we've been asked to continue God's story and look at Ruth. And we just want to start by just looking at Ruth and like about who she was, you know, what she did that meant God could use her, and then take a step back and look at Ruth in the, in the context of the rest of the Bible. So like Ruth's story is a great example of how God intended his people to be, and we can learn a lot from her about our own walk with God. At the beginning of the story, we don't find out much about Ruth. We don't know her history, her genealogy. All we really know is that she's a Moabite who was left a widow and childless. We do, however, get an insight into her character straight away when she shows so much loyalty to her mother-in-law that she would leave her Moabite life behind to live in the Israelite community, saying, wherever you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. This would have been so unexpected in that sort of time, to leave everything she knew of her Moabite lifestyle. It was a sacrificial choice that Ruth made to follow Naomi, especially as though she was giving up her opportunity to have another husband or children back in Moab. Despite this, Ruth was strong, was a strong worker, asking Naomi, let me go work, let me go into the harvest fields to pick up grains of sand. And just after this, we learn Ruth is good at following instructions, as she follows Naomi's instructions to stay in Boaz's field and not go further afield. So throughout Ruth's story, something we can see repeatedly is Ruth's servant heart and willingness to be obedient. The whole of the Bible points out how important obedience is in the life of a Christian. Early on in Genesis, we see the consequence of the lack of obedience resulting in the fall. You know, ever since then, that we have this battle in our hearts to put aside our own desires, our own wants, our needs, and to stay on the path God wants us to walk. Ruth is a powerful example of how the blessings that can follow through your life. Wait, sorry, I've messed that bit up. So yeah, staying on the path God wants us to walk. Ruth is a powerful example of the willingness to step up to the small things, even when it isn't yet clear just how much of an important thing impact those small things can make.
So to be obedient, position is key. Where are we aligning ourselves and positioning ourselves with God? Sometimes when we go to God in prayer, it can be very much like, God, I would love it if you could do this, this, and this for me. God, it would be great if you could bless this area of my life. God, I would love it if you could sort out this situation for me. And those things aren't wrong. You know, they're important prayers. The Bible tells us, ask and it will be given to you. Sometimes, though, it's good just to take a step back, come to a place of surrender instead, and say, God, like, I'm just waiting on you. I'm waiting for your instruction. And that gives God the opportunity to then ask something from us instead. And this is how Ruth acted with Naomi. She positioned herself under Naomi's instruction and obeyed everything she said. Sometimes giving someone else that authority, it can be unnerving. It can be scary when we're not in control. But we have to have full faith that anything God asks of us, it will only ever be for our good and then ultimately for his good. Our son, Wolfie, is now just 19 months old. And although he's becoming more independent day by day, and sometimes he likes to believe he's, like, fully independent, he still relies on us for everything. He relies on us every day to feed him, clothe him, wash him, put him to sleep. And there's no reason in his head to think that we wouldn't do that stuff for him. But sometimes he might get a bit caught up in his world, and he only sees things from his perspective. And that's when an obedient heart can become a little bit more of a challenge and it becomes a little less fun. As an example, and this hasn't happened, thankfully, but if Wolfie was playing with a ball and that ball then rolls into the middle of the road, the only thing Wolfie would be concerned about is going to get that ball that he's just lost. His only line of sight would be heading out, you know, no reason to go, like, think otherwise, to go and get that ball. But me and John Mark would have a different perspective. We would see a bigger picture. And what we see is a road where cars are coming constantly. We see the dangers of Wolfie running into that road. So in order to keep Wolfie safe, we have to step in. We have to tell him, in a situation like that, not to go ahead. And it wouldn't just be a flippant, like, oh, Wolfie, no, don't do that. No, stop, please. You know, while we're looking at our phones and twiddling our thumbs, it's going to be much more urgent. We're going to be screaming,
Wolfie, no, come back.
Thank you. And we're going to step in and pull him back onto the pavement. Sometimes it can be a bit like that with God. Like, God is screaming at us from the sidelines. He's trying to get our attention. But with God, he won't ever physically pull us back. He will never stop us doing something. It's always a choice. Being obedient is about sacrifice, and it's about not having a stubborn, hardened heart. God can only hope that our hearts will be soft enough to hear him and listen to him. It's not always easy because we can't always see the full picture. We don't know what's coming down the road or around the corner, but God can. And we always have to trust that whatever he's saying is for a reason and that it will be for our better good in the long run.
And now I just want to try and take a step back and look at Ruth in the context of the Bible. Because if you look at Ruth's story, God's not necessarily a scene character, so to speak. You know, he doesn't have any lines. He doesn't seem to appear much. But when you start looking at Ruth in the context of the rest of Scripture, you can see how God has perfectly crafted this story. Like, we read that Ruth just so happens to end up in Boaz's field. You know, the fact that she was even allowed in the field to begin with, like the property of somebody else, was because of the law God put in place all the way back in Leviticus. You know, quote, when you harvest the crops of your land, do not harvest the grain along the edges of your fields, and do not pick up what the harvesters drop. Leave it for the poor and the foreigners among you. God instigated the welfare of the poor and the foreigner, which Ruth was at that time. Another thing God set up back in the law was the practice of the family redeemer, which we first see introduced in Leviticus, redeeming their kinsmen from slavery and loss of possessions. And then God expanded it further in Deuteronomy to redeem close relatives as well. And we see this law obeyed when Boaz redeems Ruth. So taking a step back and looking at all these details shows us how God's good and pure law blesses those who obey them. Ruth might not have even realized God was using her at all, but thanks to the Bible, we have the privilege of seeing the full story. We can see how Ruth's baby, Obed, became the father of Jesse, who became the father of King David. But the blessings didn't end there. As Boaz and Ruth are direct ancestors of Jesus Christ, who was perfectly obedient to the Father and became our Redeemer by paying for the price of our sins. So Ruth's obedient heart blessed her in more ways than she would have ever dreamt of. And if we can all take a leaf out of Ruth's story, living as loyal as she did and obedient and obeying God as well as Ruth obeyed Naomi, we also have no idea what that could do for our lives and the future after us. The end.
Well, that was fantastic. Thanks so much, John Mark and Elise. There's so much in what you said for us to respond to and think about. So we're going to have a a song now to have a chance to respond to what God wants to say to us this morning. Wonderful. So I just encourage you to stand and to sing.